Well, there was good news and bad news for our pastor this week. The good news, church attendance rose dramatically over the last 3 weeks. The bad news, he was on vacation.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I don't know about you, but I get tired of bad news. Anderson Cooper comes onto the screen, bids you a good evening, then spends an hour telling you why it isn't. I sit there chewing my nails. A collapsing economy, rising unemployment, corrupted politicians, glaciers that are receding faster than my hairline. If bad news is something I can do something about, I want to know. But filling our minds with things that are dishonorable steals our joy faster than a toupee in a windstorm. A few weeks ago, I took a break from the news, just yanked the batteries from the remote. I'm happy to report that I had to use my fingernail clippers for the first time since the Watergate scandal. No more biting my nails. Maybe that would make a great news story. Fewer people watched the news today. They were out playing with their kids, visiting neighbors, enjoying God's creation. Laughter is up, nail biting is down. Ever notice that bad news travels fast? That's why the airwaves are jammed with tales of random acts of meanness. Man feeds pepperoni slices to vegan neighbor's toddler through mail slot. But what about the guy who fed pepperoni slices to his neighbor's dog? I'd like to hear about him. I would like to hear that stocks rose today on news that random acts of kindness outnumbered random acts of meanness. So, it is time for another installment of our ever-popular Good News Day! Yay! First up is a sign seen in a dry cleaner's window. If you are unemployed and need an outfit cleaned for an interview, we will do it for free. I love it. A discouraged and tired waitress reported that a couple attached a $50 tip to their bill and a note, a random act of love in memory of our son Joel. He brightened everyone's day. I hope this brightens yours. I think it did. And this from Korea. Mr. Yo, a Korean millionaire living in Bahrain, wakes up each morning around 5 to clean the streets of his city. Way to go, Mr. Yo. I was speaking in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and the person calling with an early morning wake-up call said, "Would you like to know the temperature, Mr. Calloway?" Well, this is rarely a good sign. It was minus 40 out there. On another cold Edmonton day, Derek Murray returned to his car and found a note stuck to his window. This is what it read. "I noticed you left your lights on. The battery will probably not have enough charge to start your vehicle. I left a blue extension cord on the fence and a battery charger in the cardboard box. You can use it to start your car. Just hook the red clip to the positive terminal of your battery and the black one to the negative terminal. Don't touch the black and red clips together. Sparks will fly. You might have to wait a few minutes to let the battery charge. Good luck." Aw, good for you, Derek. I love hearing stories like that, don't you? Where were you last Wednesday when I had to call AMA? You know, I can't talk about good news without telling you the best news I know. The word gospel means good news. And what is the gospel? Here's the 10-second version of it from 1 John 4, 9-10. "And God showed his love for us by sending his only son Jesus into the world so that we might have life through him. This is what love is. It is not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the means by which our sins are forgiven." I don't know if you're tired of all the bad news like I am, but we need to center in on some of the good things that God is doing and remember that you are loved and forgiven. How's that for good news? Today, we're going to be tempted all day to focus on all that's wrong. Let's remember what God has made right. Now, go ahead, make someone's day.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.